Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above.
Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His
word. I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will triumph in the works of your hands.
Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, DVXYZ people, all the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN. You can tell I don't do this often in the afternoon. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us here this afternoon. Yes, Bradley and his family are setting up there in Ohio. I think they have something tonight. I'm not quite sure, but I'm going to tell you how you can find out if you're in the Ohio area. You can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to see we got a little facelift going on. It's not to take back the years. It's just to change stuff up, quit being so busy at the top there, you know, with some things we don't need. And now both of our shows, the afternoon show is on the left, the morning show is on the right. You'll be able to click on those right at the top of the page, okay? So those are available to you now, but right above that is Bradley's schedule. There's a link there. So click onto that, and you'll be able to see where Bradley's going to be there in Ohio. And if you're out that way, be sure to check him out, see what's going on. You can kind of, you know, give him a little ribbing like I did earlier today. His voice is just so used up. Yeah, I told him he sounds like that guy that does the MyPatriotSupply.com kind of commercials, but I was just having some fun with him. But he's given himself to go out there, and the people want to hear it, so he's giving you the truth. And so if you want to go and check out Bradley and meet his family and hear the message that he has, an unchanging message, it's the same message he's been giving for more than two decades now, you can do that. Go to Bradley's schedule at sonslibertymedia.com and click on that, and you can find out where he's going to be, not only in Ohio, but you can find him in upcoming dates throughout 2022. So be sure to do that. Now, if you'd like to join us, if you're listening by way of GCN or you're listening by way of the other terrestrial radio stations across the United States, or you're listening in other countries via the Internet, then if you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, today, you don't get to see Babyface Bradley. You get to see the face that's made for radio. Click on sonslibertymedia.com, left side of the page, right there at the top. Click that little play button, and that will play our video stream from Rumble. It's a live feed. By the way, we're also streaming on Rumble at Sons of Liberty Radio Live. Just go in there and look for the channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're also on beforeitsnews.com. We're also on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're also on Twitch at Setting Brush Fires. And we're also on, if you've got a Roku device, Cutting Edge TV. So you can check us out on all those places. And we really appreciate everybody sharing on these platforms are the video portion of the radio show. Also, while you're at sonslibertymedia.com, be sure to sign up for our email newsletter. We don't read your email, sell it, or spam it. One email a day, and you get the morning show archive with that, and you also, if I fill in for the afternoon, you get the afternoon show archive. So we're going to have something for that later on this evening. If you would like to support us, there's a donate button at the top of sonslibertymedia.com. Click on that to make a one-time donation. And also, if you want to, you can become a son or daughter of a son or daughter of Liberty with us. That's our monthly partners. And you get some goodies with that as well. Now, this morning I didn't make mention of it, so let me see if I can open this and you guys will be able to see it who are watching on the video platforms. Every week we have a special in the store. This week is the Sons of Liberty dog tags, okay? We've got them in silver. We got them in black. They're high quality. They're really solid dog tags. You can normally get these for a donation of $8. This week only, you're going to get them with a 10% discount when you use the promo code LOVE, okay? So use the promo code LOVE. You get one of these, or as many as you want, you'll get 10% off of those when you put that promo code in the checkout in the store, and that is through Saturday night at midnight. So if you want one of those, you've been waiting to get a couple for gifts or whatever the case may be, you can do that now, and through Saturday night you can get 10% off using the promo code LOVE. All right? All right, cool. So what I want to do today is, since I'm filling in for Bradley, there's all kinds of stuff, okay? We can choose all kinds of things to talk about. And I got to tell you, tomorrow morning, I'm excited for the morning show because we're going to have Kerry Gordon back on. We've already done the show. It's going to be, we're going to play it tomorrow, the interview, and it's on taxation. And I'm telling you, it's going to be, you're not going to hear anything like this out of the majority of modern church pulpits. You're just not going to hear it. Matter of fact, you're probably not going to hear something like what we talked about. And that I'll air tomorrow, you're not going to hear it from your average radio, your conservative talking head, or any of this kind of stuff. Because, after all, many of them are big government people, and they need the taxes to keep that government big. They're just big in a different way than, you know, the guys who are the socialists and the communists, right? They're just kind of closet communists, closet socialists. So be sure to check that out. Now, when we come back, I'm going to focus in on Robert F. Kennedy's speech from yesterday. But I want to play something from Joe Biden in case you haven't heard it, because it's going to tie right in with what that is. Now, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of LibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, and if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Real quickly, I did look that up. Harvest Revival Center tonight at 7 p.m., 1488 Johnsville, Brookville. Boy, that's a funny road. Johnsville, Brookville Road. I'm not sure if something got tangled up in the copy and paste section. That may have happened. It may be Johnsville Road. I'm not sure. Brookville, Ohio, 45309. Just see if you can find Harvest Revival Center. Make sure that we got the thing there. That's what I was sent. We also had the date as January the 23rd, and it's the 24th because obviously he was in Michigan last night or yesterday. And Harvest Revival Center there in Brookville, Ohio is where you can catch Bradley. Now, before I get on to this deal, and I think it's important because as I listened to Robert F. Kennedy from yesterday, one of the things that struck me was he was telling all these truths about the crimes that have been committed against the people. Okay? Sorry about that. That's my battery pack going out here. He was telling all these truths about what's been going on during the pandemic, the genocide that's taking place. And it is genocide. The pharmaceutical companies know that their shots are killing people. If you were listening this morning, they have to know the weaponized ingredients that are in their shots. Okay? And so I'm going to play that. But in the middle of it, I want you to listen, and I'm going to stop maybe one, two, three places, something like that, during the speech. And we're going to cover that in this hour because he tells you also the reason these things are coming upon us. And before I do that, I ran across this little video. This is from way back when Joe Biden first became a senator, and I want you to listen how he tells on himself, even as a new senator. Here he goes. Some reason we don't have any video coming or any audio coming through here. Okay, hang on. That's my fault. I did this so I could set it up, and I closed out the browser. All right, here we go.
Here, as the youngest member of the Senate, the one, therefore, who may expect the longest career there, I wonder if you'd say to us, since it's clear that you're not corrupt and you got elected, why should people think that the system produces corrupt results when there you are?
Well, I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt, but it's...
Did you hear that? I'm not so sure you should assume I'm not corrupt. That is it. And this is when he had hair back then. Listen to the rest of this. It's absolutely incredible.
Thank you for that, though. The system does produce corruption, and I think implicit in the system is corruption, when in fact, whether or not you can run for public office, and it costs a great deal of money to run for the United States Senate, even for a small state like Delaware, you have to go to those people who have money, and they always want something.
Well, I wonder whether you would feel that there's some virtue in forcing candidates to go out and try to raise money. I've heard people who didn't run for office, say that it's uplifting to go out and try to get money. Do you think that there's something unuplifting about putting a limit to how much you can ask one man to give you?
I think it's the most degrading experience in the world to have to go out and ask for money, because you know that unless you accidentally agree with the position taken by the person or group that has the money, that you run the risk of deciding whether or not you're going to prostitute yourself to give the answer you know they want to hear in order to get funded to run for that office. In fact, you know that the only way you can raise any money to get to run for public office is to go to vested interest groups. Then, in fact, you're put in the position that you have to begin to wonder whether or not you prostitute the ideas that you have about government in order to get the money to begin to run.
Of course, you've had recent experience with this, having been elected in 1972.
That's correct.
And I believe you just said that your campaign cost some $300,000.
$276,000.
All right, so, and you raised that money by public contributions, did you not?
That's correct.
And you raised that money in a race against an incumbent, did you not?
That's correct.
Yes. And, Senator, I'm sure that you would agree that your service in the Senate up to this point has not reflected any particular concern for the larger contributors.
Well, the fortunate thing is I didn't have many larger contributors. And the only reason, see, I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talked about.
Gosh, I mean, you can't make it up. He's telling you, I'm ready to prostitute myself. And you know what? When he was running for the White House, what did he do but bring a prostitute in? He brought a whore with him, Kamala Harris. We know how she got where she was because her boyfriend was telling on her, right? Old Willie out there. He was telling her. So these people all do this stuff, and he just told on himself as soon as he got in office. He's telling about who he is. Don't tell me for a second he hasn't sold out to the highest bidder and the lowest bidder, for that matter of fact, okay? All right, we got a call coming in. This is John from Missouri. John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man.
How are you doing, Tim?
Well, we got a little feedback coming in there, brother. I don't know if you got some static in the background or something, or what's going on.
Okay, let me see if I can't remove to a quiet remote place.
Okay. Yes, that's a lot better. Thank you. Thank you.
When people call into the show and they say things that aren't exactly correct about some things that go on, and okay. Like Josh and then a former lady that's not so long ago called it, I love how you call them out, but you do it in a very humble, reasoning manner, and I just commend you for that. Keep doing it. I appreciate that. And to your attention, the fake news on all the channels are declaring this week National Media Literacy Week, and they are saying how people are misinformed and they're going to get us all dialed in. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if the media was actually informing the people, which is their job, it's their job to report the truth. It's not to be propaganda outlets. It's not to be controlled by the CIA or anybody in the executive branch or anything like that. They're to be those who are supposed to keep government in check by reporting both the good and the bad of what's going on. And sadly, they're nothing but mouthpieces for those who are looking to undermine what the law says.
That is correct. You know, Tim, thank you so much. I'll let you get on to other calls. But, man, thank you and Bradley both for being fireballs for God. Man, I love you guys.
Well, we appreciate that, John. Thank you so much, man. All right, there goes John. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it. 1-866-582-9933 if you want to chime in. And thank you for the kind words. We appreciate that. It's always good to have people who have those gifts of encouragement because, you know, we need that too. And so we appreciate your encouragement. Now, yesterday they had this protest, Defeat the Mandates. I'm going to have to really push all this stuff to get it in with the commercial breaks and everything. But just to show you, you know, when I first saw a thing about it, I thought, well, there's tens of thousands of people. And then I started looking around and I'm like, there's got to be hundreds of thousands of people who showed up in D.C. Let me just give you a little flavor of that, and I'll just show you those of you who are watching by video platform and those of you listening by radio. Look, there is just tons of people who showed up in D.C. yesterday for this event. Now, I find it ironic. I'm just going to tell you, you know I don't like Lincoln. You know I think he's a tyrant, but they did it in front of the Lincoln Memorial with his, you know, fasces and stuff. I think it's kind of ironic that they're doing it in front of that, when, especially when Robert F. Kennedy talks about fascism in America. And we're gonna hear from him in just a second. But this is what I want to do. I want to play this. Now, his speech is going to take us right up to the end of the show, but I'm going to stop a couple of times because if you haven't heard this, I want to make sure that you hear the things he says. I'm going through his book of The Real Tony Fauci, or Anthony Fauci. And I've got the Audible version, so I've been listening to some of that, and it's fascinating to me that the guy has remained in office as long as he has, which tells you that the corruption in D.C. has been going on far longer than just the past 2 years, more than the past 10 years. And so with that said, I'm going to play Robert F. Kennedy, and I'm going to stop for a couple of places because I think what he has to tell the people needs to be heard far and wide, and if you didn't hear it, I want you to hear it. So here it is.
Thank you, J.B. Sears. And thank all of you for coming out today and braving the cold to stand up for democracy and for our children and for the United States Constitution. I want to start with a salute to the doctors, the medical doctors, the healers, the courageous doctors of conscience, who stood up with me here today and who preceded me onto this podium. One of the most disconcerting, alarming features of this pandemic response has been this war against doctors of conscience. We know their names: Pierre Corey, Peter McCulloch, Paul Merrick, Paul Alexander, Ryan Cole, Tess Laurie, and so many others whose lives and livelihoods are being destroyed because they are trying to do their jobs and protect our children. Now, the other really disconcerting part of this pandemic response has been what I call the information chaos. The orchestrated confusion and fear. I'm manipulating PCR tests.
All right, we're going to be on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The struggling restaurant industry wants more federal aid as the COVID pandemic drags on. The National Restaurant Association is asking Congress to replenish the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. It's a $28.6 billion fund that's depleted. President Biden is considering whether to deploy U.S. troops to the Baltics and Eastern Europe. The president weighing options as it's a response to Russia's military buildup along the border with Ukraine. As far as if Russia moving into Ukraine is imminent, former State Department official Morgan Ortegas tells Fox News.
All signs certainly point that way. And listen, one of the reasons that the U.S. Embassy had to issue these statements asking Americans to get out is there's regulations and laws.
The president meeting with European leaders Monday. USA Radio News. The country may be able to return to a sense of normalcy soon. That's according to Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says the pandemic may reach a level of acceptable control soon, barring any surprise new variants.
If we get there, which I hope we do and I believe we can, then you're going to start talking about looking at some real returning to the kind of normality that we're all craving.
The president's chief medical advisor saying the tools available now, such as antiviral treatments, testing, and vaccines, means the country is better positioned to fight any new variants. Legislation is being floated to prohibit members of Congress from owning or trading stocks. A bipartisan group of House members sending a letter to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, citing widespread public support for such a measure. They called it common sense bipartisan legislation. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, my. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to chime in on this, it's great. Did you get that? The government said, hey, we have authority to take your money and spend it to tell people how they can go to the Social Security Administration. I mean, this is the kind of stuff we're talking about. This just lawlessness. But they're very generous with our money, aren't they? The problem is we haven't held them accountable like we would a thief who would come into our house and steal our money, have we? We haven't been faithful in dealing with them and bringing justice against them, and that's why we're in the pickle we're in. So with that said, I want to go back to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and pick up where we were because a lot of time to cover here in a short amount to do it.
Over-amplifying them by changing the metrics on how death certificates are calculated. The complete absence of any good information on case fatality rates or infection fatality rates or all the things that our public health agencies ought to be telling us so that we can individually, with our physicians, evaluate the risk and treatment and prophylactic protocols. We weren't given any of that information. The information that we were given was badly, badly manipulated. And so now we're left saying, what really happened? We weren't told, for example, that there was an age-stratified risk, people who are over 70 are 1,000 times more at risk from COVID than those under 70, and that children have a statistically zero risk. We were manipulated, and the press was manipulated in telling us all that every American faced the same threat as elderly people. And that meant that we could not have a rational response that protected the vulnerable and protected people in our livelihoods, our culture, our political freedoms, our constitutional rights, and our values, which are all ultimately public health issues. Now, the one data point that in all of this confusion, the fog of war that they created and orchestrated to sow confusion, to sow fear, to make us compliant, the one data point that everybody should know and that we have to regard as reliable, because it's the data point that Pfizer gave in its submission to FDA to get its license. We know a lot about the Pfizer vaccine, more than any of the other vaccines, because the Pfizer vaccine is the only vaccine that has a license.
It's the most deadly, too.
And until they get that license, they do not have to produce their data. So the only data we really have as reliable as the Pfizer data, and by the way, there's 500,000 pages of granular data which Pfizer and FDA have refused to produce because they say it's too burdensome. These are the data that they reviewed for 108 days, but they say they can't show it to us for 55 years. So they promised they were going to have, because they were rushing the process, they were going to have complete transparency. What they meant is they're going to have complete transparency in 55 years.
If that.
Oh, we want it now. Oh.
They learned from the JFK assassination, by the way. That's where all that's coming from.
So I'm just going to briefly tell you, to review for you, the one important thing that you should know from Pfizer's own data, which is the section of the submission to FDA where they talk about all-cause mortality. And what they say in that data, which Steve Kirsch, you can go to his blog and you can see a really good explanation of it. But here's what it says, very simple. Over the six-month period of the study, they ended the study in 6 months. They told us it was going to go for 5 years. They ended it in 6 months. They unblinded it. And they gave the vaccine to the placebo group. So we will never know the long-term impacts of this vaccine. But here's what they said happened in those 6 months. Of the 22,000 people in the vaccine group, 17 of them, or 21 of them, died over the six-month period. Of the 22,000 people in the placebo group, only 17 died. What that means, if you extrapolate it and consider it reliable, which Pfizer says it is a reliable predictor of the performance of this vaccine, what that means, and this conclusion is inescapable, that if you take the vaccine, you have a 21% increased chance of dying over the next 6 months. Now, what happened was, in the vaccine group, one person died of COVID of the 22,000. In the placebo group, two people died from COVID. That allowed Pfizer to tell the FDA and the American people that this vaccine is 100% effective. Because two is 100% greater than one. And that is a metric called relative risk. It is a deceit. The important thing for people to understand is absolute risk. And here's what absolute risk tells us. They have to give 22,000 vaccines to protect one person from death from COVID. And if you're going to give 22,000 vaccines to prevent one death, you better make sure the vaccine doesn't kill anybody. Because if it kills one person, you have canceled out all the benefits. But as we saw, 21 people died in the vaccine group and only 17 in the placebo group. So where did those excess deaths come from? The answer to that question is heart attacks. In the vaccine group, there were 5 fatal heart attacks in the 6-month period among those 22,000 people. In the placebo group, there was 1 fatal heart attack to the 22,000 people. So what that means is, if you take the vaccine, you're 500% more likely to die of a heart attack over the next 6 months than if you don't. And it also means that every life they're saving by averting a COVID death, they are killing 4 excess people with heart attacks.
And they know it.
Now, the vaccine now is in the marketplace. And what we've seen is the data points that we are seeing confirm the fact that people are dying of heart attacks. As Steve said, there's been 1 million injuries recorded in VAERS. There have been 20,000 deaths, more deaths than all vaccines combined for the last 36 years. So, what is CDC's answer and Tony Fauci's answer to that? Is they say, and this is what the press, like a bunch of stenographers and automatons, will repeat again and again, is, well, the VAERS system doesn't work. Well, it's their system. It's the only system they got. We didn't make up the system. They made it up.
Are you getting it, people?
And they've known for 36 years that it doesn't work.
They got a broken system, and they won't fix it.
That's their fallback position. Is the system that we gave you to protect you from vaccine injury is so broken and so unreliable that it can't be used for any purpose. Well, the 1986 Act, Congress ordered HHS and the industry to create a working surveillance system that would allow us to be able to calculate and estimate accurately vaccine injuries and death. So for 36 years, they've been breaking the law. And in 2010, they finally said, oh, okay, we'll design a system that works, a surveillance system. So they created a machine counting system that captures about 90% of vaccine injuries and deaths. And the study, I'm going to quote you studies because I know this has never happened to you before because you've been listening to CNN and HHS. So you're not used to hearing about scientific studies, but science actually is determined by doing studies formally before we appointed one man to be the science. Oh.
All right, we're going to be back on the other side of the break with the rest of this, some commentary. Stay with us, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment coming up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Heidi. Brother Bradley speaks fundamental biblical truth and aligns it with our world today. His love of our country and its veterans and his battle for our constitutional freedoms are all reasons we love our homegrown Minnesota man, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sons of Liberty, final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. And I'm going to just get right to this because I hope we're right at the halfway point of the video, and I thought we'd be a little farther than that. But I'm hoping to get to this point because I think it's very relevant. So I'm just going to jump right back into it.
Oh, HHS did a study in 2010 that they were going to roll out to all the HMOs. They studied one HMO, which is the Harvard Pilgrim, which is up in New England. They were Harvard scientists. They spent millions of dollars. They studied the system for 3 years, and they had a pilot system that they designed that would capture all the vaccine entries. At the end, the study, which is called the Lazarus Study 2010, they came back and said, we designed a system that works like a charm. It picks up most vaccine injuries, and guess what we found? There, when we compared it to theirs, we found that theirs is missing more than 99%, not 99%, more than 99% of vaccine injuries. What did CDC do? They looked at that, and that study said that one out of every 39 people who got vaccinated with any vaccine, on average, were suffering an injury. CDC was telling the American public it was one in a million. They were lying. And so what was their solution? They shut down that study. They stopped the rollout. They put it on a shelf, and they've been keeping it there for 11 years. And now the system that they knew was broken 11 years ago, they knew only counted 1% of vaccine injury 11 years ago. Now they're telling you it is overestimating vaccine injuries. Those 20,000 people didn't really die of the vaccine. Those 100,000 people weren't really injured. Well, there are a lot of studies that show that bears doesn't work. I can say that. There's not one scientific study that shows that it overcounts vaccine injury. Every study shows it undercounts them by 50%, 80%, 90%, 99%. No, if somebody tells you from the press, theirs can't be counted on because it overestimates vaccine injury, say, show me this study. They cannot. There is no study that does that. Now, I want to make my last point, which is the point that brought us all to here. We are all from different political orientations, from different political parties, from different assumptions and backgrounds, from different races and creeds and colors. We are here for one reason. We love the United States of America.
All right, now, this, I believe, is where we're going to start getting into some of this stuff. Some of it's good. Some of it's problematic.
And we know. And when we say that we love the United States, it means a lot of things.
Listen carefully.
It means we love our history, we love our neighbors, we love our communities, we love our values, we love God, we love all kinds of versions of God.
Okay, all right. We love all kinds of versions of God. Okay? Now listen very carefully. You say, Tim, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. No, I'm not. I want to drag your attention, your memories back to 9/11. When 9/11 occurred, what did all of the politicians and the religious leaders from every stripe of every religion known to man come together and do? We need to cry out to God, and we're going to lock arms, and we're not going to sing Kumbaya. We're going to sing God Bless America. Whatever God you believe in, you're to call upon him or her or it or whatever the case may be. Do you guys remember all this? And they had the big setup with the Islam. They had it set up with the professed Christians. They had it set up with the Jews, the Zionists, and a whole lot of them were out there doing it. Calling on their gods reminds you of kind of what the prophets of Baal were doing, doesn't it? When Elijah took them up on Mount Carmel and he mocked them, maybe your God's on the throne, and he meant the porcelain one in the bathroom. Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe he's just hard of hearing. Maybe you can cry out to him a little harder. And all Elijah had to do was call upon God and said, God, show yourself strong. You're the God of Israel, the true and living God, and the answer's prayer. He didn't have to go on a long spiel. He didn't have to do what the other guys were doing and cutting himself open so that God would see he was serious about his prayer. And what does the Bible say? The Bible said that fire fell from heaven, that it consumed the sacrifice, it consumed all the water that was around the sacrifice, and it licked up the dust. That's the true and living God, guys. It's not the God of Islam. It's not the God of the Jews. It's not. It's a different God. Those are not Abrahamic faiths. The only Abrahamic faith are those who have the faith of Abraham, and that is in the promise to the seed, the Lord Jesus Christ. Read the book of Galatians if you don't believe me. That's what it says. And that's what people in America were doing on 9/11. And God looked, I'm sure he's looking down, was looking at, from heaven and going, let me give you a for instance. Let's go to the book of Judges, chapter 10. Listen to what is said. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam and Ashtaroth and the gods of Syria and the gods of Zidon and the gods of Moab and the gods of the children of Ammon and the gods of the Philistines and forsook the Lord and served him not. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. It means he was ticked off. And he sold them into the hands of the Philistines and into the hands of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years, all the children of Israel that were on the other side of the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. Moreover, the children of Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, so that Israel was sore distressed. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, saying, "We have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God and also served Balaam." And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, "Did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites and from the children of Ammon and from the Philistines? The Zidonians also and the Amalekites and the Maonites did oppress you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet, even though I did all this stuff for you guys, you have forsaken me, and you've served other gods. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto your gods, which you've chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation." And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, "We've sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day." And they put away the strange. So they had some repentance here. They put away the strange gods from among them and served the Lord. There was real repentance. They didn't just say, "Get us out of the mess, Lord." They said, "Do it, and we're going to show that we mean what we say. We're going to get rid of these strange gods, and we're going to serve the Lord." And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. And the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people and princes of Gilead said one to another, "What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants of Gilead." Look, folks, God is serious. If you're going to play around and kind of take his name in vain, he's serious about leaving you to his judgment, which he uses armies and other men in this life to judge you. Wicked men, in many cases, to judge his people. And the Bible says that judgment begins not over there at the satanic temple, not in the midst of the world. It begins in the house of God. What we are seeing, the things that Robert F. Kennedy pointed out, are exactly right. They're true. He's telling you the truth in that. But he's missed this one thing here. And it's this one thing that matters so much. God told the people of Israel, "Didn't I deliver you from the Egyptians?" What does the preface to the Ten Commandments say? It says, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." None. Not one on the side. Not one in the back bedroom or in the closet. No gods before me. Don't make graven images to them. People get all on this thing of icons and all this stuff. No, you're not to have any of that. Until America repents of this pantheism of a multitude of gods and returns to the true and living God, she's going to keep getting judgment. Read it. Leviticus 26, Deuteronomy 28. Let's repent and glorify God and see his blessings again. Talk to you in the morning. See ya.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.